Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Something new for you. Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Do
to the Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We've got an exciting show for you tonight. Because what day is it? Wednesday. And what does that mean? All That Jazz Now. Produced by me, Don S. McClure. I love that guy's name. If you want to get into the show, dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world. I don't care what kind of phone you got. Any kind of phone. Broke phone. New phone. Old phone. Jacked up phone. Jacked away phone. Even a senior citizen phone, cellular, whatever their name is. But you can get into the show. We have over 89,000 listeners, and we are in, I think, 14 or 18 or 20 countries. Oh, Don, we listen to you in Japan. And that's for real, but they don't sound like that. So we got a great show for you tonight. Tonight's show is called June, the month of music. It's when my brother Marvin was born, and he plays great music. It's the month that Don S. McClure was born, and he plays great music. And there's a whole bunch of jazz artists born in June. Man, can you believe it? June is just the fire month. So we usually start our show off at about 7:07, and it's about that time. Man, we got some killer old music, new music, music, up to date, out of date, any date. We got some bad stuff, man. And we got a track by a guy that was so bad that Miles Davis put a microphone in his instrument and told the guy just to play a solo. And he would listen. And we got that track for real. And I mean, we're going to play that for you. Because it was just amazing. Looking at the YouTube video. And I was like, man, this cat can cut. And so it was really good. His name is Kenny Garrett. And it's S-A-X-O-F-O-N. Saxophone solo. In front of Miles. And Miles was just standing there, man. You know how Miles is cool. Miles walked up to him, close, put his horn up to his, and said, play, man, play. And Miles was impressed. And I was impressed. Yeah, I was so impressed, I slapped my grandma. He was just that good. And I could hear my grandfather saying, "Been not slap my wife, dog, you young whippersnapper." Anyway, I know that was corny. And my producer just put his face over his eyes like, no, that was corny. I'm going to start the track off with our favorite new saxophonist, Cindy Bradley. She's got a track called You Don't Know What Love Is. And I know most of y'all don't. But we're going to play this track by Cindy Bradley. And I'll be right back with more good music for you. Thank you. And that was Cindy Bradley. And man, she's so tough. Guys be looking at her. Man, she could play that, man. She's cool, man. Cool. Now, you know they don't sound like that. They be sounding like, cool, man. Cool. Pass me that ganji, man. That blunt. She cool. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. All that jazz now on Wednesday. Man, we cutting up and cutting out and cutting up and down. Now, what's that supposed to be, up and down? We got a track that we played some time ago. We're going to play again. Because, you know, I'm always talking about the ladies and the men and the men and the ladies. And since everybody's always writing about how the women feel, how the man feels, you know, we thought we'd take a little stab at a Marlena Shaw track called Yo Ma. It's called Go Away, Little Boy. And it's like, go away, little boy. You ain't talking about nothing. I'm done with you. But no, she ain't done. She can't even get away. So I'm going to play this track. And when I come back, hey, we got more great music for you. Marlena Shaw, Yo Ma, Go Away, Little Boy.
The joy I felt when I realized that I had found the perfect man for me. The man who could make me feel all the things I felt a woman should feel. I said, darling, I want to be the perfect woman for you. I got myself a 3-year subscription to Essence magazine. Read it from cover to cover. You know I wanted to be perfect for him. Said, black is beautiful, just keep getting up. Together we can make it. It's gonna be alright. Forget about what society says is or isn't, or what can or cannot be. Keep getting up. He quit his job. Came home one day with 14 mirrors. Some Afro sheen, some Afro clean, some Afro fluid, some Afro do it to it. Go sit up in a room and look at the black beautiful. Check out the boy, mother's love, mother's love. I said, well, my darling, I hate to get in your business, you know what I mean, but I mean, what about a job? I mean, what about the gas and the electricity? And well, not that I am equating a job with your manhood, you understand, but I mean, you did have a choice in this. He said, I got to get myself together. I'm tired of working for somebody else. Maybe take out a small businessman's loan and open up a head shop. I said, but that's not bringing no money in. I mean, he said, you working, ain't you? Get off my back. I don't know. You see, I wasn't raised like that, Joe. I mean, I figure if I got to get up and go to work every day, then every able-bodied in the household is supposed to get up and go, at least looking. Well, I know it ain't easy out there, but I said, now, if for some reason you feel that you can no longer be the man that I thought you were at the beginning of our relationship, then I got this one thing to lay on you, my sweet. Go away, little boy. Why don't you just go away? I'm not supposed to sit up here alone in the dark with some mirrors and no money and no you. Oh, I know, I understand, I recognize the fact that you're lit. Ooh, so sweet. Ow! But it don't look like our lips change. I'll never have another chance to meet. I think I can find myself another man. And I know what to do when I got somebody who can be true. So why don't you run, 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 run away, little boy. Let the doorknob hit you where the dog should have bit you, little boy. Cause you're hurting me more. Every minute that you delay. Me to understand, so my man, just go on away, just go on away, just go on away, little boy, before I do something rash.
You ain't got nothing, but I still want you. So can you get a job by Tuesday? Oh man, that's deep, man. That's too deep for me. It is 7:25. We got one more track to play before we go to a commercial break. But when we come back, man, we're gonna be cutting it. I'm telling you, man. We got some Charlie Parker, Coleman Hawkins. We got some Nancy Wilson and Milo Blondie. He's doing that track called Hello Like Before. And he's kind of like Michael Franks. You know, he's smooth, man. Had on his black suit, black shirt. You know, we always wear these black shirts. They don't wear ties. And be looking cool, man. Dark glasses. Like these blue rims. I bought me some new blue rims today, and I love them. I was just mad about them. Hey, I'm going to jump to a track by Norman Brown. It's called Just Between Us, Norman Bad. So before I get to the heavy drama stuff, we're going to lighten it up a little bit. Norman, take it away. Mm-hmm.
today, do we have something new for you. Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other, was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our story centers around the lives of three sisters who are identical triplets, making this tale of intrigue unusual. The middle sister, Tiara, has the misfortune of being misidentified as Trajan, the top espionage operative for the U.S. and the leading female agent in the world of clandestine affairs, more dangerous than the CIA, MI6, or the KGB, and capable of getting the results America needs in the war against terrorism. You will find yourself caught up in My Sister Tiana.
Mi Hermana Tiana, una película de espías igualada por ningún otro. Fue creado por el reconocido autor americano Don S. McClure. Nuestra historia se centra alrededor de la vida de tres hermanas que son trillizas idénticas, haciendo de esta historia de intriga inusual. La hermana del medio, Tiara, tiene la desgracia de ser identificado erróneamente como Trajano, el operativo de espionaje superior para los Estados Unidos y el agente principal femenino en el mundo de los negocios clandestinos. Más peligrosa que la CIA, el M16 o la KGB, y capaz de conseguir los resultados Estados Unidos necesita en la guerra contra el terrorismo. Usted se encontrará atrapado en Mi Hermana Tiana.
And we're back, and I'm listening to, along with you, the Don S. McClure Show. You know, when I think about music, and I'm checking out the different tracks, and some of the songs are the same as, well, not the same, but a different artist put their spin on it. And sometimes it's even groovier, groovy baby, better than the other one. You know, so I was fumbling around, and I said, I always hear some track, and I said, I think I need to refresh people's memories and bring them back to a track that was done long time ago. And it was a track, and it was good. And my producer's like, this is a track that his wife used to want to sing for him the first time ever I saw your face, Roberta Flack. And she told me, first time she saw him, she said, who is this weird guy trying to talk to me? Okay, all right. My producer's frowning now. He's like, yeah, right. So I'm going to play this track by Roberta Flack, the first time ever I saw your face, Roberta. Well, how about that? Roberta Flack, I know you like that. The first time ever I saw your face. That was tough, man. I felt the earth move under my wings. That's not the lyric. Are you crazy, man? Hey, I'm going to play this track by Chris Botti, and is featuring Cy Smith. from Boston. And size bad, man. So we're going to get to that. And we got some more great music. Hey, you know it's 7:41 already? 15 more, maybe 16, 17 more minutes. We'll be an hour into the show. What the heck? All right, let's get it going on.
So we were somewhere in the Midwest, I think, coming out on our tour bus, and Mark Whitfield comes running from the back of the tour bus and said, hey, Chris, I think it was Nashville, Tennessee. And Mark says that he's hired his cousin to come on the road with us. I'm like, cousin? Road? What are you talking about? Again, I'm thinking he's just making some stuff up. And then his cousin appears, and she is so radiant and has such a vibe and a soulful way of singing that I know you're all going to become fans. Please welcome, and it really is Mark Whitfield's cousin, Miss Cy Smith.
Take my breath away. Ooh, I can hardly wait to hold you.
That's a track. That is a track, man. Cy Smith, S-Y-S-M-I-T-H. And I'm going to go on my database later on, see if I can find some more tracks by Cy. See if anything else is really out there. Now, you know, like I said again, the guys play really well. You know, the guys always cut up. Now, Willie Bradley is bad. And he's got a track called It's On Now. Kind of like All That Jazz Now. I think he tried to steal it from me, but anyway. It's called It's On Now. Now, the amazing part about this track, he's featuring a female named Reagan Whiteside. And she's not singing. She's playing. And so when I saw the video, and I said, okay, man, come on, Willie, bring it on. And he was cutting up, right? Outside doing his thing on one of them little shore walks. And then on the other flip side, they would jet to Reagan Whiteside, and she was in the studio cutting up. I said, wait a minute. This is like a dangerous duo. So I'm going to play this by Willie Bradley featuring Reagan Whiteside. was a hard ending, wasn't it? And the young lady you heard on the flute was Reagan Whiteside. And you know, ladies, they always cutting up. And you know, they always think they know everything, right? So the other day, I was checking in with my doctor. Well, actually, I called, and I don't know why the hospital has to give you a central number. Then you got to dial 1, dial 2, dial 4, dial 6, get this extension. So anyway, I'm dialing. It says, check with customer service if you want to see about your schedule. So I hit the button, and this very nice sounding customer service person came on the line. And they say, may I help you? And I say, yeah, my name is Don S. McClure. I'm a famous writer. I'm bigger than anybody in the world. And I'm calling to check to see, you know, what my doctor's phone number is. I can't find it. I think it's on the email. So I'm checking around, and she's like, well, what do you, you know, did you talk to him recently? And I said, well, yeah, I just talked to him. I got an email from him, and I'm looking for his number. And she says, well, don't you think his number's in the email, Sherlock? And I said, Sherlock? What the? And I fell out laughing. I said, oh, yeah, okay, well, the number is on the email. And thank you very much, ma'am, for being so smart. But no, anyway, it was like sitting right in front of me, too. Don't you hate that? And I said, okay, I got the number. And anyway, the conversation went on, and she said, so what do you do? I told her I'm a writer, and she now has one of my books on the way to her house, and I hope she looks it up, Sherlock. Oh, man. I want to send a big shout-out to Memphis. Man, they're coming in online like Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody somebody. I was going to say Bloody Monday, but it's not even Monday. Gee, Doc. Hey, it's 7:56. I got to take a quick break. But when I come back, we got more great music for you on the one and only Don S. McClure Show. The best.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And we're back on a Wednesday, and I'm looking at my calendar so I can see that it is Wednesday, Sherlock. Oh, yeah. Anyway, listen, remember I was telling you, Kenny Garrett is a saxophone soloist. And I kid you not, find the video, Miles Davis is standing in front of him, counting every note. And Miles like, man, you bad as me. And then he calls the guitar player over to the front of the stage, and he say, play it. And the guy just whips it out and plays it. And then they just can't get enough of Kenny Garrett. So I'm going to play this track, and when I come back, We got more great music for you on the show. Caught all that jazz now, and June is the month of music dedicated to my older brother, Marvin McClure, who loves some jazz. And he even had a group. They put out a 45, so you know how long ago that was, a 45. But it was pretty good. It was called Fly Me to the Moon. And he has a little jazz quintet. And that boy was bad. He even got a chance to play with Ramsey Lewis. So let me play this track by Kenny Garrett. It's a solo in front of Miles.
Thank you.
Wow, man. Now, you know, when you perform 4 miles in front of Miles, Miles said, man, Kenny Garrett bad. Oh, man. Kenny Garrett dangerously bad, man. See, that's the thing I like about music. You know, these cats can play, man. I got another track I'm going to play by Miles later on in the show. But I got to play this cat, Rick Brown, Larry Carlton, Kenny Garrett, the man, Boney James, Kurt Whalen. Now think about that. Rick Brown, Larry Carlton, Kenny Garrett, Boney James, and Kurt Whalen. Five guys that can cut. And the track is called Always There. Man, I be finding some. Man, people be asking, hey, drum man, where you find that stuff at, man? You be finding some stuff, man. And what makes you think we talk like that, man? I don't know, man. I guess I'm being, yeah, man, cool.
Thank you.
I'm going to play Nancy Wilson. Guess who I saw today? That miserable low down boy from my elementary school, Don S. McClure. I saw him. And guess who I saw? I saw him. I threw a brick at him.
You're so late getting home from the office. Did you miss your train? Were you caught in the rain? No, don't bother to explain. Can I fix you a quick martini? As As a matter of fact, I'll have one with you. For to tell you the truth, I've had quite a day too. Guess who I saw today, my dear? I went in town to shop around for something new and thought I'd stop and have a bite when I was through. I looked around for some place near, and it occurred to me where I had parked the car. There was a most attractive French cafe and bar. It really wasn't very far. The waiter showed me to a dark, secluded corner, and as my eyes became accustomed to the gloom, I saw two people at the bar who were so in love that even I could spot it clear across the room. Guess who I saw today, my dear? I've never been so shocked before. I headed blindly through the door. They didn't see me passing through. Guess who I saw today? Guess who I saw today? Guess who I saw today? I saw you.
And no, that wasn't me. I wasn't at no bar. Yeah, right. That's too many martinis you done had. It wasn't even my car. I was driving the Jag, not the Mustang. Oh, nah. Hey, I'm going to play this track. Man, we got some tracks to play tonight, man. Paul Taylor, one of my favorites. It's called Enchanted Garden. And when I follow it up, it's going to be by Stanley Clark. East Riverside Drive in New York. Man, these guys be cutting. How'd you like that? You know, that was cold. That was just cold-blooded. Oh, nah, man. You bad. And we're going to take a quick break. It's 8:35. Man, I'm cutting up. It's almost time to run out the door. But I don't feel good. I was kind of under the weather this morning. I was like, no, I can't take it. I need a Alka-Seltzer, a shot. I wonder if I call my doc. Give me a shot, man. I just need one in my arm. He said, Don, I think you on drugs.
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And that is me on Sunday from 5 to 7. And on Saturday from 3:30 to 4:30. And on Friday from 7 to 9. And on Wednesday. And then I'm flying all across the country. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Come here. Go there. Be here. Be everywhere. I don't know about everywhere. Hey, I'm going to play a track. Who was I looking for? Because I done played almost everybody. Hey, but I got to play this track by two of the greatest. Oh, I got to play Mario Blondie. Hello Like Before. You know, they always talk about this girl when they were in school and now they're older. And Nancy sang the song. But I like the way Mario sang it. I like them both. But this is the male version. You know, Nancy does the girl version. All right, let me get to it so I can mesmerize you. How about that?
I've never come here if I've known that you were here. I must admit though that it's nice to see you. Look like you've been doing well. And hello, like before. I hope we've grown, we were only children then. Alas, I guess we both can say a new wind. kiss and tell. I guess I always know it wouldn't be again somehow. So that a mind is well enough. I guess we both can say a new wind. But then again, that kiss and tell. I guess I've always known to meet again somehow. So that it might as well be now. I guess I've always known we'd meet again somehow. So that it might as well be now.
salvation might as well be
now. And we're back, and it's the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only. Hey, but I got a question for you. If they hadn't seen each other, if they hadn't seen each other since they were children, how did he know she would be at the art gallery looking at some pictures or something, or the photo studio, or the presentation? I mean, I always got lost in that. Hello, like before, we were children then. And he says, hey, you know, you look like you're doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. And we were only children. So what, they have a crystal ball or something? They saw into the future. Maybe they had a future machine, time machine. You're going to be a great producer one day. And then I'm going to slap you because you didn't date me when I was 5. All right. Okay, Cordy. Let me play this track by Norman Brown. It's called Any Love. Wow, wasn't that tough? Man, we got 7 more minutes. Let me pick out what I got to play. Oh, man. Hey, I'm going to play this track by, do I want to play Cindy Bradley? What I want to play? I don't know. I'm running out of time. Oh, man. No, don't want to play that. Don't want to play that. Come on, Don. Do, 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 do. Hey, I'm going to play West Montgomery. Here's That Rainy Day live in London. Come on, Don, get it together. Thank you. Well, I got 90 seconds to get out of here. I got to go. That was Wes Montgomery, 1965. That's a bad track. I'm going to see you Friday. I'll be in a good mood after Dr. Jekyll operates on my back, but I'll be back and I'll be better. The Frankenstein Monster.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.